in Simon Tov, Pei Beis. We're holding in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan, in Sif Beis. No, there's only one Sif. We're holding in Sif Katan Tess. So he brings over here that Kosovo Mogan Rob. In the case a person doesn't have enough matzahs. So all the person had was in a case where he had three matzahs. So the first night was in the case of three matzahs, right? So he does everything from the prusa. The second night he uses the two shleimas. So the Magaram says, if Imepshalah Shire Bilal Rishon, Prusak Tana Shal Kazayas Yishire. If it's possible to leave over at least a Kazayas worth of the matzah, so then you should leave that over. Then you'll have the two shlemas plus the Kazayas of the Prusa from the night before, which will give you three. Then you'll say Alechilas Matzah on the Prusa. The kazayas from the prusa, and you'll say yen you have lechemisha with the two shleimas. Kamashun is parba simtavan gim. Achin lehepeth. You may maspek loy lather rishon or bematzah achas lechomene pesa. Let's say so. He said, okay, so he has three matzahs. We said you use one matzah the first night and leave two for the second night. There's not enough one matzah for everybody in the house. Yikat prusa min ashniya. So you take a piece on the second one also. V'yasher matzah achas v'chetzi l'leil shniyah. You'll leave 1.5 matzahs for the second night. V'kiyem ha'shu v'shas ha'tchak. So yachol lismach ala peskham d'sirlu d'v'leil pesach sagi v'chetchila b'prusa. We mentioned before there was an opinion which says that by the night of Pesach in general there's no din of tu of lechem mishnah. The din is the idea of lechem oni, that an oni eats a prusa basically means for us that that'll mean for us that you only need a matzah plus a piece as opposed to two matzahs. That's exactly the idea of the prusa. Is normally you have two loaves for lechem mishnah the night of Pesach, because you're acting like a lechem oni, so you put part of it away. You don't keep two loaves. So that opinion holds that that is sufficient for the din of lechem mishnah. So when he does that, he has three matzahs, and he uses the first night one matzah plus part of the second matzah. The second night he has a matzah and a piece. So that counts as the din of lechem. That's the halachically viable according to his opinion for Pesach. You put the prusa on top of the shlema. You make a bracha of mitzvah and lechilas matzah on the prusa. And my shlema yasa kriicha of Africa, and then you use the shlema for the kriicha in Africa. Okay. Simon Tov Pei Gimel. Din mishein lo yain. So we spoke about a person doesn't have matzah shmura. Now what about a person doesn't have wine? Aleph, he also wants Sif. Misha ain't loy yayin b'leil Pesach. B'kadosh al pas. So a person doesn't have any wine, so he makes kiddush on bread like any other Shabbos or Yom Tov. A person doesn't have wine, he makes kiddush on bread. Now, but how do we do it? This kiddush on bread is going to be a little bit interesting, because over here the bread is move the piece of kodesh, shouldn't get wet.
Can I have
it
brought on table?
No.
So Shemavorach Amoitzi. So he says Amoitzi. So he's going to say the bracha of Amoitzi, and then he's going to say Kiddush. We also say he has say once he's eating on the bread, he should do the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah right away. Ubetzeya Umeniach Yadav Olav Atchagam Rakiddush. So the person says Amoitzi, and now the Mechaber says you break it. Then you keep your hands on the bread until after Kiddush. And Shemavorach Al Achilas Matzah. So the person says a moitzi, says the rest of the Kiddush, then says Alachilas Matzah and he eats. Because then once he's eating already, so he goes. No, then he goes back to the regular Seder of the nighttime, which is Karpas. The next thing is Karpas. Then he takes the food away. He takes the food away like we always do. We take the kor away before manishtan. So do the same thing over here. So the kid says, "Wow, it's really strange." Said Kiddush, said Amoitzi, we ate. And next thing you know, we're taking the car with the matzahs away. What's going on? They said they've got it till Gai Yisrael. Mavarach ala morer, vayachol. And he makes a bracha on the morer and he eats it. Then you eat the matzah and the morer together, but like bracha, obviously, without a bracha. If it's common for people to use like a honey drink called med, you can use that in the place of wine. Okay.
Well, if you don't have wine.
In case you don't have wine. We don't use Chomer Medina.
So what would you do? Make Kiddush on the mat?
Make Kiddush on the mat. Well, Lini is at the Ramah. The Linyan Arba Kaisis. Yesh Lismach Aman the Omar. The Mekach and Alshar Mashkin. Imu Chomer Medina. Kosh is Barley Abbas of an Iron Mesh Base. Since we want you to be yotze to the mitzvah of Dalet Kosis, so over here we're going to rely on the lenient opinion that you can be yotze with Chomer Medina.
Otherwise, don't we have Shalosh Kosis?
Sorry, what?
Feed me.
Which had no wine. So he was at the, ends up with this strange scenario.
He doesn't have any wine.
So he says.
We might have Chomer Medina.
Right. He says Kiddush on the bread, and he says Alachilas Matzah, and he eats, and he puts the food away, and he starts Karpas, and I got Yisrael, and he says Mora, it's a bundle thing, right? We'll be soimach on the sheet that you can use Chomer Medina to be able to do it in normal fashion, and be yotze the alakosis. Okay, zok the mission for Aleph. Mishen lo yain, hano shen lo klal. The case of the Shulchan Aruch, a case of a person has no wine at all. Now, what would be in a case with Tzidus Ayas, the case where he does have some wine, what's the halacha?
Or he has Chomer Medina, but doesn't have any wine.
Or if he has Chomer Medina. Well, according to Mechaber, Chomer Medina is irrelevant. He doesn't use Chomer Medina. The Rambam piped in and said, we can use Chomer Medina instead. Okay.
Some okay, opinion so. Was you just don't use Chomer Medina for Kiddush.
No, it's the same problem for Dalet Kosis, but
so in Chabar would say don't do it at all.
Don't do it at all.
Don't do what at all? Drink Kosis? Chomer Medina?
No,
you
but I
mean, drink Chomer Medina Kosis anyhow during.
Yeah, but it's not Dalet Kosis.
It's not that.
Okay, he has 1 cup's worth of wine. Or according to the Ramah, you had other liquids which were Chomer Medina is an option. So then you kaddish alavol or you kaddish alapas. In that situation where you had either a cup of wine or according to the Ramah, you had other drinks, that will take precedence over the bread. Even if the person normally doesn't do that, he uses pas instead of Chomer Medina. But over here, he should do it instead. But the night of Pesach, part of the takana was that was included in this takana of dalakosis was that you should be using wine and not bread, because you need to drink a cup of wine. So if you have that option, that's your responsibility. Maybe you should not take us. We had 2 cups worth. So now we have a question of precedence. Which of the 4 cups gets the precedence? So we're giving precedence to the Kiddush. That gets priority. So if you only 1 cup, it goes to the Kiddush. And now he has 2 cups. So what does he do? So he says, because he used the second cup for benching. That has an advantage because there's an independent halacha, according to some opinions, that you have to bench the curse.
Kiddush in the bench.
Kiddush in the bench. Bimesha Shalosh curses, he has 3 cups worth. Kalash Alechot, you do Kiddush in 1. Remember Hagod Alechot, you say Hagod on 1. Because the Muslim Alechot. So the one which gets pushed off on your 3 is the last one. The first 3 take precedence. Okay. So similar also, let's say you would have the following argument. Let's say you would have some wine and some chamar medin according to the Rambam. So again, so the wine, the Kiddush would get precedence, and you would say the Kiddush on the wine, and then everything else would go along fine.
So according to the Mechaber, why wouldn't you say at least Kiddush on the with Chumar Medina on the first coast?
According to the Mechaber, I'm not sure. I don't remember what the Mechaber sheet is back in Iron Rish Beis. Ragabi using Chumar Medina for Kiddush. I don't remember what he says over there. To answer the question, I'd have to remember what he says over there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can it's either the same, so then you have no question, or it's different, and you have to figure out the difference. I don't remember.
Why?
What does the Mechaber hold in regards to Kiddush in general? So the Mechaber says that the order is: you say Hamotzi, you break, you say Kiddush, you break the matzahs, you say Kiddush, then you say Alechilas matzah and you eat it. So the Mishnah Berurah sends you to the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says the Chumrah, when you're being Betzeya, you end up, you don't have Lecha Mishnah while you're saying the Kiddush. Maybe we should argue that the person should do that. That's his question. Okay. Ubetzeya, so Gimel Umaniyach, Yarabalov, Shakim Shemakarashalov, Bintalechos, also beyond the Kishem Shechos, because Shemakarashalov. When you're saying Kiddush, you have to hold what you're saying the Kiddush on. So you're saying Kiddush on wine, you hold the cup. You're saying Kiddush on the bread, you hold the bread. Then he finishes Kiddush. He says, Alachilas Matzah, and he eats the Matzah. And then he continues, Achakashar Galad, Achashayra, because then he continues the Seder. He eats, the next step is karpas. Mm-hmm. Zel karpas. Tava b'melech b'chemes, you dip it in the salt water or the vinegar. Now, you don't have to wash over here. There's not going to be any... there's no rochsa because you wash your hands with a brocha for the bread before the kiddush. So there's no washing your hands twice in that situation. You can't do it in the order of having karpas first because you can't eat. You know, normally carbs goes before matzah, but over here you can't put the carbs before the matzah because you have shalechol to also the time cut them again. You can't eat before kiddush. Now, do you make a bracha of Rei Priyadoma on the karpas? Since it's really after, it's you're in the middle of the meal. You said a moitzi already. Tell the davar the imu davar shemimamshach tayvus amaychol ein ravarchalim to above a chlal asur and lav ravarchalim Rei Priyadoma. So Mr. Burr, it says like this: bats and fresh fruits and vegetables get a bracha during the meal. Fruits and vegetables which are eaten, the lafis is a pass, to be an accompaniment to the bread, which is more common with vegetables than with fruits, do not need a bracha. Something which is eaten clearly as an appetizer, or as, it's not a good word, appetizer, for our purposes, is eaten as a vorspeise, as they say in Yiddish, which means the first course. So there the Mishnah Berurah says it depends. If it's something which it's not eaten, it's clearly given, made to be eaten as an independent dish, not to be an accompaniment to the bread. It's not lavas, it's a pass. So why shouldn't it get its own bracha? It's not lavas, it's a pass, so it gets its own bracha. Lavas doesn't mean you eat it with bread, but it's the main course, the type of things what a person would eat theoretically. A person would make a sandwich, he puts lettuce and tomato, and he puts chicken, fish, meat, you know, those type of things. All those things go together with the meal. Right? But here, a person's eating something beforehand. It's a fresh vegetable. So there's another sorah called appetizer. Since it whets the person's appetite, so it's also part of the sorah of the meal. So it comes out, if it's there to facilitate the eating, the meal, so that's part of the meal which you set a moitzi on. So you don't need to make a bracha. So the Mishnah says that's only true if it actually does that. So there the Mishnah Berurah says over there that citrus fruits, their nature is that they cause a person to get hungry. So they whet the person's appetite. So those, like say grapefruit or an orange, that you would not make a bracha. If you eat them as an appetizer. But sweet items, he says in general, that's not true. They don't increase your appetite. They don't whet your appetite for the meal. So he holds that the sweet vegetables you would make a bracha on before you eat them. So over here, in the case of the karbas, it depends. If it's something which is mamsha tavas achilat, it intensifies, it draws in the desire to eat. Same with varchalim, dubo b'chalsu. That's part of the meal. Vimla b'varchalim b'epritam. If they're not something which causes gives the person an appetite, so then it would be b'epritam. Rav Manishtana, what did Nirmah Halach Ma'anya? You said Adgo Yisrael. You said the whole thing. And we're going to run the cause of the yalucha lo yermer b'chasim. So now he's eating the rest of the night. He's not using any kais. So the bracha of God at the end of Goal Yisrael, Golonim Goal Yisrael, says, right? Bracha Hashem Goal Yisrael. That bracha you say. Then you bench. That you also say, even in a cup. What about the end of Halva? He says, no. Halucha lo yomer b'chasim. You don't do a chasim on the Halva. The halacha of saying halal make your adina that for saying a chasima is only if you have a kois. That's the one from Hetachachok Yaakov is tomorrow. One of the later Acharim, the Chok Yaakov, agrees with that.
What does it mean by chasima?
Chasima means chasima is the signing off, means the bracha at the end. Bracha to Hashem, Melech Melo Batish Bechois, or Wherever you learn, we had before what the nusach of the bracha is supposed to be. But you wouldn't say that. You would start before bracha to Hashem. Our pricharish masik the near yoyser shir mena. He also you do say it. Kavasha kosev v'darchem. Moishat rabosis you say. Then a kais ma'akev was that kais is not ma'akev. So basically, that's the term halal below kais. I'll prove it to you. We say halal and shul with the bracha, even though there's no kais. Okay. Mevarech Alamor, then he finishes the whole Agada. He says, Go Ayusr. And then he eats the Mor. He eats Mevarech Alamor. He says, Brach on the Mor. He dips in the Charissus. Do you have to wash your hands again? You do have to wash your hands again because you're Messiah Das, the Hefsik, Hefsik by God of Helilu. You interrupt him by saying Haggadah in the first part of Mahal.
When do you have to wash your hands again?
In this scenario, first
before
he washes
tomorrow?
Before you eat tomorrow. Because even though he washed before and he said, I might see, there's a scenario where the person was Messiah Das not from eating because he's definitely planning to eat further, so there's no need for a new amotzi. But the guy Bishmir Shadayim, he was Messiah Das because there was Mafsik Bagarab Alilu. There was Kiran Leel, the Tarak with the Yadav, Lachila, Alpagab, the Nolte Mitkila Kadin, the Dabashi Tibula Mamashka, Shunna Hevsik, Bemir Sagoda, Bachinami Dikhwase. So my Mordechai says, listen, every Pesach of Seder night, what do? We wash once for Karpas. And we say that God, and we wash again. Why are we washing again? You wash your hands already. It's a bracha lebatola. Rashi was mitzvah, you wash your hands, you did a valid antilo.
Because of the hefsek agada.
Teretz, because of the hefsek agada. So we're also because of the hefsek agada. So you have to wash your hands again. Okay, and keep him in the tilo, rishon, alarm, limer, sedos, and lishma, yadosh, leitam, tatra. Masik sham, they tzarek, leitam, yadosh, and the person was focusing on the fact that he's going to finish up the meal, and therefore he was shemar, zidayim. So then, he would not need to wash again. Beloy bracha, what's that going on? And according to that, according to the Mar Mordechai, you have to make aleph and sedan.
You would have.
You would have. We're not saying it.
It was made before the kiddush.
No, that's for sure. You have to say. The question is, you're Messiah Das. If you hold that's considered meek, it doesn't mean dinna, it's considered a hefsek. If it's me dinna, considered a hefsek, so you need a no bracha. Okay. Okay, then he says, he eats the mora without a bracha. He eats the kerek without a bracha. What's the kiddush of that zayin? The Rishalim Shane, it's sort of the work Shane is on the matzah. Don't think if they can do bracha on the matzah again. I'll have the hivsik harbi by Amir Sagad, even though you interrupted with saying that God of Akha bracha Rishaino, Shavir Chalamatza, after the first achil at the beginning of the meal, but the kiddush and the eating, because he's a kiddush on matzah.
What's he say first?
It's been a long
time. I know where the alachilas matzah.
No, Shechiyana first. You finish all of Kiddush and then you say Alechiyana first. Machiyah Kermesh is a suitable whole Seder below Kiddush. So we don't mean you do not need to say a new Hamoitzi on the Matzah because you definitely weren't Messiah Das eating Matzah. You definitely plan to continue eating Matzah but during the meal. Kermeshalagam Lishra is a place where they drink honey. Says, what's the Makarmis in the Norigam? What's the place in Norignato? What's the issue? Ayin Liel was Simon Tov Samazayim, Misef Ches, Bago, wherever he discusses, where people use Goyesha honey, they didn't necessarily grow their own, where they use, the people had admitted not to use honey on Pesach, because they used to mix in, we had used to mix in flour sometimes. Okay. Yesh Nismuch, the remote says, I actually denied the Seder, it's because I had to be Samech on that sheet. Nice kids. Test.
So
she's barely
up. So much.
Now, see, I want to try and finish before a minute. So she's barely up. But it's a lawyer. Commercial his commission by God. The Lila in the Kaddish shall share at Mashkin. Even though I told you by other nights, the night of Shabbos, the night of Yom Tov. If you don't have wine, you should better to do bread, not to use other liquids. Not like the opinion which says you use share Mashka. But over here, I'm telling you, it's because of the mitzvah dollar choices. We're going to switch and say, no, it's better to use the other mashka, not to use the bread. You accomplish it now, the seder will be in a normal fashion, and you'll also fulfill the mitzvah of arba kreses. So you're relying on the opinion that what says you can use other liquids of the Rukh Marmadin. Philip Malakam Shakol, Hashana Ain Roy Shtiasom, Bemei Dvash, Rakam Pedal. Let's say place where the mice over the year there's other things, they drink beer. Right? So the Khmer Madin over here is only beer. Pesach, you can't drink beer. So in the Pesach, they drink mitz petal, you know. Right? You know, that's they drink Mei Dvash. Only on Pesach. So it's not really Khmer Madin. 8 days a year doesn't make something Khmer Madin. So no. For Pesach, this is called the normal drink. Is licorice or apple trunk? But the licorice is similar because it's the main like that.
Licorice.
Licorice is a drink. Yeah. Which has the flavor of licorice. Licorice. It's anise. Anise creates is what you use for licorice flavor.
Licorice candy is fun.
Is what?
Skunix.
Yeah, because they put flour in it. But,
could it be made into its drink without flour?
Yes.
That's basic.
So it says in a case where the people do that, drink that regularly, that's a normal drink, so then a person could go straight to this, so he could use that for apricosis if he doesn't have wine. That's halted here.